I've given this speech quite a few times. There's no way in the world that I can do this in 30 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the kind of the highlight reel. But everything that you want to know is in this paper. But let me tell you what I think the most important case decided last year for trial lawyers was. And that's this new case called In re Seth Hill. And the reason why I think this case is so important is because the law on voir dire changed 180 degrees in my view. And most of the judges I've talked to agree with me. What happened in this case? This was a situation where it was a civil commitment proceeding where they were trying to get this guy, Seth Hill, committed. Well, what happened? The lawyer for Mr. Hill's in voir dire, and under the burden of proof the state had, they had to prove two elements of a statute. They had to prove that this guy was a sexual predator and that he had a behavioral abnormality. Well, in voir dire, the lawyer got up there and wanted to voir dire on the fact that, you know, if would you convict this guy simply because he's a homosexual? And the trial judge shut it down. We're not going to let you ask those questions. It goes up on appeal. And the Supreme Court, in a per curiam opinion, said that it was an abuse of discretion not to allow those questions, that they were not improper commitment questions because the commitment the lawyer was asking was legislatively mandated. So what does that mean? You are allowed now under this case to ask commitment questions in voir dire if the commitment is anchored to something that the jury is going to have to decide in the charge. And in fact, it's reversible error not to allow you to ask those questions. It is an abuse of discretion. Now, what is the test?